Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're heading down to South Africa. We're going to explore these things called adventure golf results.
That's right. We've gone through the material you shared, mostly from the Golf Day Buddy app website. And our mission today is, to pull out the key facts. What are the real benefits here?
Yeah, and we found it's not just about golf, it's almost like a geography lesson too.
It really is. It's all about localization, why South Africa specifically is such a unique place for this.
So when we say adventure golf, what does that actually mean, according to the source?
Basically, think places with really tough courses, amazing scenery, and other fun stuff to do besides just golf.
Like proper hiking, or maybe even seeing some wildlife.
Exactly, that kind of thing. And the source material really roots this in South Africa's history.
Oh yeah, I saw something interesting there. Golf actually started in South Africa quite a long time ago, right? Like late 1800s.
Yeah, exactly. And the South African Golf Association popped up in the early 1900s, so there's a deep history there.
So that history is built on what, the land itself?
That's the core localization piece the Golf Day Buddy app material talks about. The topography, the shape of the land. South Africa has it all.
Like what specifically?
Well, you've got coastal courses with serious ocean wind you have to factor in. Then you've got courses high up in the mountains, rocky terrain, big elevation changes. It's not just flat greens.
Okay, so that varied land, it's not just pretty to look at. It genuinely makes the golf different.
Fundamentally different. It forces you to be a smarter golfer. You can't
Yeah.
just play one way. It makes it way more challenging, but also, more fun, never boring.
Right, the challenge is part of the appeal.
Exactly. And that leads directly into the big benefits for you, the golfer. Playing in these tough conditions, like that coastal wind we mentioned, it really sharpens your skills, makes you think more tactically.
Okay, so better skills. What else does this whole adventure thing offer based on the Golf Day Buddy app info?
Well, it goes beyond golf into like total wellness. The source mentions the physical side, all that walking on challenging terrain, great for fitness, but also the mental side. You have to really focus, solve problems on the course. It's a good brain workout.
Makes sense. And I noticed some resorts mention, like Fancourt, they focus on recovery too, spas and things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just about the hard stuff. They know you need to relax after battling the course, so things like spa treatments are highlighted as a key part of the experience.
Okay. Skills, fitness, mental sharpness, relaxation. Sounds pretty good.
But then there's the really unique bit, the thing you probably won't get anywhere else:
Which is?
wildlife encounters. Seriously. The source talks about playing at Leopard Creek, which is right near Kruger National Park.
Wow. So you'd actually see what, like elephants?
Elephants, crocodiles. Yeah, imagine teeing off and seeing something like that nearby. That's a proper adventure.
Okay, that's definitely unique. So can you give us a few quick examples? The Golf Day Buddy app mentions some top spots.
Sure. Three main ones stood out. First, Fancourt Golf Estate down in George, known for being quite luxurious, and it's got these incredible views of the Otenico Mountains. That's your mountain localization.
Okay, luxury in mountains. What else?
Then you've got Leopard Creek Country Club near Kruger. That's the wild one we just talked about. The only place where, wildlife is practically part of the course hazards.
Right, the ultimate local experience there. And the third.
Pazula Championship Course in Nizhna. This one is all about those dramatic cliffside ocean views, coastal localization. Plus, it's near places where you can do water sports.
Gotcha. So each one kind of showcases a different aspect of South Africa's landscape.
Exactly. And the source also mentions that engaging with the local culture, like trying the local food, the culinary delights, is another big part of making the whole trip immersive. It's not just about being on the resort.
Right. So putting it all together, adventure golf in South Africa seems to be this mix of improving your game on challenging terrain.
Getting that physical and mental wellness boost, relaxing in style.
And having these totally unique local experiences thanks to the incredible land and wildlife.
Precisely. It's that combination that makes it special.
So here's something to think about based on what we read. The Golf Day Buddy app info suggests timing is pretty important for a trip like this.
Yeah, the trade-off.
Right. If you really want the best chance to see animals, they say the dry winter, maybe May to September, is ideal.
But the mildest weather for actually playing golf is apparently September to April.
So the question for you to mull over is, how would you balance those two goals? Prioritize the wildlife adventure or the perfect golfing conditions? Something to think about until our next deep dive.